And joining us, as he does most Fridays, to talk about sports and the business of sports is Stefan Fatsis. And Stefan, we just heard Tom Goldman's piece about the baseball economy. Let's take this a bit more broadly. What about salaries in other sports?
You know, I think we're going to see a similar marketplace. Teams are going to need marquee attractions more than ever. They're going to need to give fans reasons to attend games now to make sports maybe the one big splurge amid other household cutbacks. But if revenue declines, as teams and leagues say it is already, then player payroll inevitably has to decline. Salaries are the single biggest expenditure for teams, and in football, basketball, and hockey, payroll is tied directly to league revenue. So if the stars keep getting paid, as Tom's piece noted they would, the rest of the roster has to take a hit.
Perhaps take a hit, but that's all relative, of course. They'll still be making pretty good money.
Yeah, no bailout requests from players or leagues. You're not going to hear athletes complaining. The vast majority of them are far more attuned to the world than the average fan might think. And I think you're going to see some greater sensitivity on the part of athletes, if you know, believe me or not. But what happens to these guys is a barometer for how the public does feel about itself. It's not a coincidence that sports has exploded into this multi-billion dollar industry in the last 20 years because the economy has exploded. And this is the first time in that period that sports overall are facing contraction.
And there was one piece of sports news this week that really signaled just how bad things are. The National Football League announced that it was cutting jobs.
Yeah, it was shocking. I mean, you know, the NFL, for many good reasons, its dominance on television, the length of its season, the Super Bowl's grip on society, the NFL's always been perceived as invincible. So when NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league was going to cut 10 to 15% of its workforce, or about 150 jobs over the next couple of months, and cut travel and corporate costs and freeze salaries, and the league also confirmed that it was bagging plans to play a game in China, and it said that revenue was going to fall this year. Well, it's clear evidence of how the marketplace has shifted. If it can happen to the NFL, how bad is it below? And one answer to that question came this week. The Arena Football League, indoor football, almost shut down for the 2009 season.
Almost, but they didn't shut down. How did they survive?
Well, people might be surprised to learn that the Arena Football League has been pretty successful. It's been around for 22 years. It does well at the box office. It generates revenue from a deal with ESPN. It's got executives from John Elway in Denver to John Bon Jovi in Philadelphia. But it's been in need of a more streamlined business structure and an infusion of capital. It was in line to get about $100 million in equity, but it's not going to get that now. So owners in this league are very cautious about continuing on this road. And we were talking about players before. Well, the players in this league have offered to cut the salary cap by 30% to $1.4 million for each team's entire roster.
Now, this conversation is starting to sound like a dirge, but there's bad news all around. One team that's gone out of business recently is the Houston Comets of the WNBA. That's the Women's Pro Basketball League. The economy responsible for that?
The economy has not helped, but this franchise had some problems going back a couple of years. When the WNBA was formed by the NBA in 1997, teams were operated by the NBA teams in the respective cities. Houston was the model franchise, won the first four championships. A few years ago, though, the NBA allowed outside owners to come in, and Houston was one of the teams that took outside ownership. It didn't do well. And the troubling message in this is that a team in a comparatively low-cost and subsidized league like the WNBA can't make it. What if sponsors drop off? What if the parent NBA, which has laid off staff itself, isn't willing to bail out these teams? We're going to be asking these kinds of questions a lot down the road.
Bad news all around, but at least we have the Heisman to look forward to.
Yes, tomorrow the Heisman Trophy will be awarded. Will Tim Tebow win it for the second straight year? We'll see.
Stefan Fatsis joins us on Friday to talk about sports and the business of sports. Stefan, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.